Welcome to The Power of One More. I'm Julie Duncan, and today we explore how small steps, bold faith, and relentless resolve shape us. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to The Power of One More, where we explore how one more choice, one more effort, and one more disciplined decision can completely change the direction of your life. I'm your host, Julie Duncan, and today's conversation is about showing up, especially when it's hard. Joining me is Chris Roan, the founder and program director of Unique Hoops Basketball Academy, with over 20 years experience working with young athletes. Chris uses basketball as a powerful tool to teach discipline, confidence, and life skills that extend far beyond the court. Today, we're starting with discipline, the quiet, unglamorous choice to keep going when motivation fades and results feel far away. This is about choosing one more day to stay connected, even when no one is watching. Chris, it's such a pleasure to have you here and share your perspective on what discipline really looks like in real life and leadership. Many people struggle with discipline when progress feels, let's say, invisible. They work hard, but results don't show too quickly. This segment reframes discipline as a daily decision, not a personality trait, and shows how small, consistent choices compound into lasting success. Chris, when you work with young athletes, how do you teach them to choose discipline even when they do not feel motivated? What's that look like in your academy?
For me, discipline is probably one of my strongest attributes, you know, within Unique Hoops Basketball Academy. It's one of my strongest attributes, even in our personal lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something that we really stand firm on is our kids being disciplined. when we're doing drills, we want them doing drills the correct way. We just don't teach them kind of like just to do anything, you know, footwork, proper technique, proper form, giving that extra 1%. We always say give that extra 1% with every drill, you know, and I tell them all the time, the way you practice, the way you drill, that's the way you're going to play, you know. So in order to play well, you know, that takes discipline too. Also, with the work off the court that we stress you putting in, classwork, lifting weights, doing every single thing that's not related to basketball, you know, that shapes your discipline too. So we really push a lot of emphasis on off the court stuff too, especially with education, you know. So I said, you have to be strong in the classroom in order to be strong on the court. So discipline with us, it has so many factors, but that's number one with Unique Hoops, you know, with all our athletes.
Very powerful. And I love the 1%, because if everybody pushes to 1% more, how's that going to add up over a week, a month, 6 months, a year, 1%?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we really push that. I learned that 1% from, we was in Vegas this past summer and I listened to a speaker, and that was one of, out of everything I was blessed to, you know, go to, just had the chance to network with some NBA coaches. You know, I don't want to say where I was at, but had a chance to network with a few NBA coaches. And one of the things I took back from Vegas, even when I was on the plane, it was just something, you know, it was 1%, and I kept thinking about it. So I kind of like implemented that into Unique Hoops Basketball Academy. As soon as I got off the plane, I was like, I'm just going to focus on 1%. And then with the team, you know, with my helping coaching that Randolph Macon, you know, that's something that we stress too with the players, 1%. So I think for here on out, when you start seeing 1%, now you guys can understand exactly what we're saying. So the meaning of it, you know, we just want you to, that 1%, just push through. Give me 1% more. If you tired, we tell the players all the time, if you tired, are you really tired? Or if I had another minute to go in the game, can you give me something? And they like, yes, coach, gotcha. So we always stressing that 1%.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. There's a book, and I don't recall the name of it right now, but it literally talks about how 1 degree is, makes the difference between an egg boiling and an egg not boiling.
Mm-hmm.
That 1 degree.
That 1 degree, yep. Mm-hmm. So that's what I focus on.
Yeah, powerful. Okay, good stuff. Can you share a moment when you personally had to push through and take one more disciplined step yourself? What did that look like?
A moment where I think that's every single day. I think I can't share one moment. It's going to, you know, things, I don't think I have that much time to kind of focus on, you know, my life where I had to push through. I think just every single day I wake up, you know, I have to push through something, especially with owning a company. I think a lot of the times people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes, you know, where you have to be disciplined, or you have to really push through something, or where you have to put on a smile, you know, just to make sure. So I think every single day I'm asked to push through something every single hour, even if it's with, you know, my personal life, within my family, my kids, you know. But if I had to think of moments, I would say, you know, in college, playing sports, starting a business, starting a company. We started our company in 2009, which was a recession. So I had to kind of push through a lot of adversity back then. So I would say every single day for me has been a, it's been a different way of me remaining, you know, disciplined or trying to push through something, you know.
I love it. I love it. Because you're also... The audience is listening to this. Oh my goodness, I just had a revelation. When we as business owners have discipline and show up and give that 1%, guess what? We model it, right? Mm-hmm. For our team, for the people that we're working with, we model it to our customers and all that goes into our business. So powerful answer. Thank you for sharing your heart on that.
Okay.
What is one more discipline habit anyone can start today that builds long-term growth?
One more discipline habit that you can start today. I struggle with this. Like, I struggle a lot with this. But what I try to do is always try to, it's a saying, you know, win the morning. I put it out there. You know, if you win your mornings, then I think your day becomes much smoother. So I try to start my morning without, you know, scrolling on social media. I try to start, and every morning I try to do, I listen to Joyce Meyer. Like 15 minutes, in the word. So I try to do a devotion just to kind of get my day started with something positive. But I struggle sometimes in the morning. Your phone sits right there. So you kind of like, it's just naturally for you to pick it up and look, okay, what's going on? But I try to win the morning. So if I had to tell somebody, you know, that would be number one, just try to win your mornings, you know. Feed positivity into your life when you wake up, feed positivity and, you know, into your spirit. Just so, you know, when you, when you're being attacked throughout that day, you know, you don't want that morning. So them attacks don't, they don't hit you. That difference, I would say do a devotion. Some people read, you know, now am I perfect at it? Nah. So every day I'm a work in progress, but you know, I that's my advice, you know, just try to win your mornings.
I have no comment. That was beautiful.
Yep. So
that was really powerful. Thank you. Chris, can you share with us, how do you help people keep going when progress seems slow?
For my student athletes, quitting is not an option. I think it goes back to, you know, positivity. The more confidence I can instill in these young student athletes, the more they're going to grow. So I always tell them, quitting is not an option with us. You know, if it's with the basketball game, I tell them, you can get better every single possession. Every single second you step on that court, you're getting better. Every second of the game, you're getting better. So what are you quitting for? You know, I want you to, and we have a saying too, you know, we start the game strong, we finish the game strong. Even if you're down 20, I've been in games where we're down 20, 30 points, and I tell them, you know, always finish strong, because, you know, that 30-point loss, when you get 25, 30 years old, you're not going to think about a game when you're 14 losing by 30, you know. But what you're instilling in yourself when you're losing by 30, you're still building character. You're still building positive attributes is going to help you inside your career when you do get older and you do take that next step. So quitting is not an option for us. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it firsthand from Chris Roan, founder and director. Coming up, we'll talk about what happens when failure shakes your confidence and how choosing one more try can help you rebuild stronger than before. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is A Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching The Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Many people struggle with discipline when progress feels slow or invisible. They work hard, but when results don't show quickly, doubt creeps in. This segment reframes discipline as a daily decision, not a personality trait, and shows how small, consistent choices compound with lasting success. Chris, can you share with us, how do you help athletes bounce back after a bad game or a setback? And I'm sure as a coach for 20 years, you have seen that more than your fair share on the court.
Well, I would say failures, setbacks, it's a part of the game. It's a part of your growth. It's a part of life, you know. So what I try to do is always tell kids, you know, just give me your all. If you're giving me 110%, even especially when we're training, you know, you're giving 110%, I can live with that. So when I'm doing basketball training, I tell kids they get mad. Like, so they start slamming the basketball at times, or they kind of upset that they can't do a drill the right way. And I say, you're not going to do everything right. You know, no basketball player or no person is going to have all super skills. I said, but if you look at, so I try to use like a superhero analogy. I say everybody from a superhero standpoint, they all have gifts and talents. Mm-hmm. And then once they get together, you know, now they're able to conquer the world because of, you know, the talents that each one possess. So I said, it's the same thing with doing drills or on the court. All of you guys not gonna have the same strength. You might be a better finisher around the basket. This kid might shoot threes better. I said, but when you're doing drills, we all doing the same thing. So if you lose the basketball, get it, just try it again. Just try it again. Keep trying. So I would say to answer that, it's just, you know, it's the same thing we just teach. You know, you're not failing, you're getting better. Yeah. You know, you're never failing, you're getting better. Wow. Yep. Wow. So always continue to emphasize the growth. You're getting better. You're getting better. That's all that matters.
And I'm hearing how you empower kids through that process, helping them to reframe. It's not failure. You're just getting better.
Mm-hmm.
We all have things to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids, these are lifetime skills through basketball.
Yep. That's what we teach.
Way to go, coach. Love it. Chris, what's the difference between failing once and seeing yourself as a failure while we're speaking about failure? You share more about that.
So failing once, you know, is good. Like everybody, you know, is going to fail at something, even in business. You know, some of the best ideas I thought I had in my mind failed. You know, every single day I do something that's, like, I'm like, oh, I failed at that, you know, but I don't consider myself a failure. So I just say, for my young student athletes, I always tell them, you're not failing, you're learning. So sometimes that's kind of easy. It's an easier approach when you're talking to kids because, you know, kids, if you can kind of like shift their mental to understand that failing is good, then five or 10 minutes later, they're not even thinking about that, you know? So during a game, you know, they might fail at something. And I always tell them, like, you didn't, you know, that one mistake didn't cost us the game. But then 10 minutes later, they with their peers, they're not even thinking about that mistake, you know? It's just the way we stress it with Unique Hoops is, you know, you make a mistake, move on from it. And I'll share two different kind of, like, examples. I had one kid asked me, he was like, Coach Chris, when you play and you make a mistake or you fail at something, you know, do you get nervous or how do you react? And I said, So I answered him. I was like, so what's the worst thing that's going to happen to you after this mistake? And he was like, nothing. I said, you think I'm going to put you in handcuffs and take you to jail?
Exactly.
He's like, nah. I said, so make the mistake. I had another incident where we had a chance to, it's like a kid has a chance to win a game. So we get fouled at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. He has to step to the line and make the free throw. Well, he misses the free throw. We lose the game. And I try to share with him, like, okay, you already had that experience. that experience is going to happen to you in your career over and over and over again. So you already got the, you already got the miss out the way. So now, only thing you're going to do the next time you step to that line and you have that experience is you're going to make the free throw.
Yeah.
So you got to have the joy with the pain, you know. In life, you had the pain first, so you can appreciate the joy, you know. But when you do make the free throw and win the game, I said, because it's basketball, you're going to see these scenarios over and over and over. And it's the same thing in life. You know, when we fail, you know, I can't stress it. I just got to get up and, you know, on to the next, you know, so.
These are life skills. That's I just keep thinking how these are life skills. And I was also reminded of, are you familiar with John Maxwell's work at all?
I'm familiar with him. I don't, like, I don't do a lot of, I don't study him.
Sure.
As much as
I was really fortunate with Crystal to go to Life Surge and hear John Maxwell speak. And I believe he wrote a whole book on failure. And he talks jokingly about he failed more than he ever succeeded, which is hard to believe for John Maxwell, right? And he wrote a whole book on failing. And he talks about failing forward.
Oh, wow.
Think about that. Failing forward. That's what you're teaching your kids.
Failing forward. Yeah, because that's the only way you can fail, you know. So it's a saying, like I said, I tell everybody, I was one of these like coaches, and when I was a little younger, I wasn't fortunate to have a mentor, and I didn't think I needed one. It wasn't my purpose. It's just the way, you know, we created the business structure. I never had someone that I could say, hey, man, you can guide me through this. As I got older, I've been blessed with now having a mentor, and I see the power in that. And I tell everybody, you know, young coaches or coaches, you know, I got a lot of coaches that I know that I network with. They, you know, they kind of, oh, I know this. And I'm like, man, you need a mentor through this. You know, you need somebody that can guide you, somebody you can talk to, somebody in life that you can just learn from. So I've been fortunate enough lately to have that. And I was laughing because this is an analogy he learned. He's going through a divorce. And I'll never forget this. He was going through a divorce. And I was like, man, I felt so bad. He said, Chris, I'm okay. And I was like, I said, man, you know, family, everything is, you know, you just going through it. And he was like, no, I'm gonna be okay. He said, as long as I don't want to fall on my face, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I love to fall on my back, because if I fall on my back, at least I know I can get back up. When I fall on my face, I said, and once I learned that, I'm like, you know, no matter what, you can turn something like so detrimental to his, like, losing his family. We're not losing them, you know, just split. And he just made it like, so I said, you know, I just took that analogy and just ran through life with that. Like, you know, if I fall, you know, I can get back up, you know. I mean, I shared this with my coaches too. I said, you know, in business, we had players kind of leave. We had parents, families leave. And I always say this, I tell my coaches at all times, even with their kids, I'm like, you know, you gotta let them go. Like, I'm not crying about nothing. If you leave, you find something better, look, we wish you nothing but the best.
Sure.
I said, if I have one kid that plays basketball, right? And I have a daughter that's in gymnastics, but she likes basketball. I said, if I have one kid, which is my son, I'm always going to be okay. I can always build around him.
Yes.
I said,
yes.
I have another coach with a child, so we can build around him. So all I need is one to build around, you know. So I always say, you know, that's back to that 1%. Like, everybody can leave as long as I have one that I can build around.
Yes.
We can rebuild this at any given time. So
great stuff. So I was reminded of Les Brown's.
Mm-hmm.
I follow some of the greats. Les Brown, another great.
He
has the same quote. If I'm going to fall, let it be. And this isn't verbatim, but if I fall, let it be on my back so that I can look up.
Because
if we can look up, we can what? Get up.
So
powerful stuff. So, Chris, can you share with us, why does confidence often return only after one more try?
How does confidence often return after one more try? I think it goes to what we spoke on earlier, you know, you making a mistake. So once you make that mistake, you fail. Now you learn from it, you know, so you more confident. And if you see that same scenario again, you more confident in the decision that you're going to make. And the key to it in sports, you might be more confident and make the same mistake. You know, that's just a part of life. It's a part of sports. Mm-hmm. But in real life, you know, when you make a mistake, I guess you really can't shake it, because I've made, even in business, I've made a mistake and you're supposed to grow from it. I'm like,
normal.
Dang, I done made the same mistake again, but it doesn't, you know, I'm more confident in, okay, I'm not going to do it this one again, and I make the mistake. So it's the same thing with sports. Yeah. You know, we teach kids, you know, confidence is number one on the list. You know, we teach the discipline, but we can give you confidence, but we can't go out there and play for you. You know, it all goes about too. I think with sports, confidence is how a coach can allow their kids to play free without thinking so much. I get on my kids a lot during the game, but I always tell them it's not my delivery, but it's, are you listening to what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, I hate a bunch of coaches that yell, scream, but then you don't hear anything from them. I'm actually yelling. I'm not screaming, but I might be louder, but I'm telling you what I want from you, and I'm expecting what I want from you. And a lot of my players, you know, they so confident because I'm allowing them to play free. You know, if I have kids that shoot threes that shouldn't be shooting threes, but I'm like, you know, if you shoot it with confidence, I can live with that. It's just a possession, you know. It's just a part. It's a part of the game. So same thing with life. You know, every day we walk out, you know, you got to be confident in yourself and confident in your abilities that you're going to make the right decisions. And you know, especially being, you know, like I said, a business owner, you have to be confident. Because you're dealing with parents, you're dealing with staff, and you're dealing with children too, and they looking, you know, to see how you're going to react with certain situations.
Absolutely. You are the model. You're the coach. You're the model for it all. Mm-hmm. And I can see how well you modeled it. So great stuff, Chris.
Yeah. Yep.
Coming up, we'll talk about what happens when failure shakes your confidence and how choosing one more try can help you rebuild stronger than before. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is a Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching the Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Welcome back to the Power of One More. I'm here with Chris Roan, founder of Unique Hoops Basketball Academy. In this segment, we're talking about failure and what it does to confidence when things don't go as planned. Failure can feel deeply personal. One mistake or setback can convince people they're not good enough. This segment helps viewers separate what happened from who they are and shows how confidence is rebuilt through action and avoidance. How leaders can balance tough love with compassion, and why growth needs both structure and heart. So, Chris, along the lines of discipline, tell us how you balance discipline and care in your coaching style.
How do I balance it? I think you have to balance it. I'm a tough coach. I tell everybody I'm a tough coach to play for because of my expectations. But I'm also the most caring coach to play for. I would say 98% of players I've worked with, I have no clue of all the players that I just trained, you know, it's just so many years. But when you know you're a great coach, I always say, all of my players on my birthday, they reach out to me, or they always calling and asking questions. I'm getting invited to their wedding. When they have their first child, I'm the first one they call. So if I was that tough of a coach, you know, that wouldn't happen in my life, you know, and that's the true blessing. I said, you know, the love that I pour into the kids are, I might be tough on you here because of my expectations for you. I want you to succeed, but I'm also the same coach that's going to open up the gym at 11 o'clock when you're struggling, that's going to help you with your shot. I'm also the same coach at 1 o'clock in the morning when you had a bad game or you had something that's going on in your life. You know, I'm able to answer my phone, you know, and talk to you and talk you out of certain situations of where you're frustrated at. I think you have to have a balance I don't think you need to be one of the coaches that allow players to get away with everything. You know, it's a dude generation, so a lot of the players now can't take a little tough love, you know. But I'm like, that tough love is going to help you. It's the same thing with parenting. Like, I'm sure the way you grew up and the way I grew up, you know, look at it. It's like, if it wasn't for our parents, you know, we probably wouldn't be standing. Everything wasn't given to us, you know. It was a little tough love. So I think you need that. Also, I think it's knowing your players. I know some players I can yell at and I can scream at, and I know some players that just can't take it, you know. And the ones that can't take it, you still can't pacify it. You know, you kind of still have to be tough, but you have to be tough in a different way. You know, sometimes that's where, from a basketball standpoint, that's where having a good assistant is. And I'd say the head coach is like, okay, I'm not getting through, right? And that's about team. Same thing with business. I'm not getting through. Okay, sit on the end of the bench. Go talk to this coach here. You know, go talk to this coach. And, you know, he's helping or she's helping navigate that communication, you know. You know, it's good to have good cop, bad cop. So when you're building businesses, you know, you have, everybody has different personalities. So it's the same thing in business. You know, I stress team too. So, to answer your question, I would say, you need both. You have to have both.
Wow. Well, coaching is such a big push in today's world in a lot of arenas, business coaching, executive coaching, obviously you're coaching on the court. And I'm reminded that coaching isn't cheerleading. Mm-mm. You know, we love cheerleaders at a football game, right? Or a basketball game. But when the game's over, the cheerleaders go home.
Yes.
Coaches don't go home. They stay invested. They show up every single day. It's a whole different philosophy. And we're cheering them on and we're supportive, but we also have to have tough love, especially in your business with young kids. Mm-hmm. So I love how you phrase that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Amazing. Chris, what happens when discipline is given without love? And I feel like you just talked about that a little bit. Can you expand on that?
Like, discipline without love is going to have a player shut down. You know, a player going to shut down. It's like a teacher. Every player is every coach is an extension of somebody's parent. You know, so they're looking to you to be that role model. Now, I've had different scenarios, you know, so sometimes I love all of my student athletes, but sometimes I might not show this kid that much attention because I'm purposely doing it. So when I do give him praise, you can just see the kind of like, he's never saying anything. And then all of a sudden I've been watching you for 3-4 weeks, man. You've been doing, and you can, you know, so, and then some kids need praise. And I think I use coaching and discipline as far as like with parenting, you know, with my son, you know, I can't make it, or my children, I can't make it all about basketball. So I try to take the same philosophy I have with my children with, you know, coaching or training. Like, you know, we don't make it all about basketball either. You know, we want to know exactly who the child is. But if you don't, if you a hard-nosed coach 24/7, it's just about discipline, that child is going to shut down. And in sports, I'll say this, in sports, they kids, or even as adults, you know, if anything, man, this is, you get one opportunity, you get one life. So this thing's supposed to be fun. You know, it's not supposed to be.
Amen.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun, you know. So you don't want it to be, it's their job, but you don't want it to be, wants to be stressed out every time they go to work, you know. So it's supposed to be, this is, especially with younger student athletes, man, this is supposed to just be fun for them. Because you can teach so, you can, when they playing free and they having a good time, they're going to give you their all, you know. But you have to, like you say, you have to be disciplined, but you don't want to be no drill sergeant 24/7 with them. And like you said, they're going to shut down. They're going to shut down, and you'll see it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. I notice on your sweatshirt here that's branded to Unique Hoops.
Yeah, KOP.
KOP, the word love. Mm-hmm. Why was it important to you put the word love on your
Well, great question. Because that's what KOP is about. Like, we're family, you know. I told you it's way bigger than basketball with our move, with the KOP movement. You know, we love each other. I tell Perds, you could leave our organization, but you're never going to find an organization that's going to be more impactful in your child's life than with the KOP umbrella. Because of what we pour into our children.
Can I just say, the confidence that you just portrayed in that you will never find another organization, and that is the ultimate wow.
Mm-hmm. I can guarantee that, never, because we pour into our kids. Every coach for the last, I've had kids that go play for shoe circuits, you know, and I can say this, you always going to remember what Coach Chris did in your life. I don't care where you go, who you play for. You don't have to ever give me credit for. You could put a post out and say, "Hey, it's inevitable. You're not gonna find like what we pour into our kids. You're not gonna find that. You know, I can guarantee it. I can guarantee it. So that's why I don't really worry about, you know, when children leave or parents, if you decide to, you know, train with us, that's fine. But we are a real movement, you know, of love, you know. We've showed up at kids' schools when they're not doing what they're supposed to do with their grades. I've had teachers call me. I've had parents call me, you know, like, can you help me with this? So, yeah, that impact is you know, it's, you're not going to find that.
Yeah. You're also modeling the confidence that business owners need to have for success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely profound, and it showed today.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
I hope the viewers are really taking this at heart, because confidence is of the utmost importance. The other thing I want to ask you is that beautiful big lettering of KOP. Can you share with us what that means?
Well, I'll share this on TV. And I'll share it with you. So normally I let people guess, you know, we always put KOP. I've had so many different what does it mean? Keep the peak. Yeah, keep on. I've had so many. KOP
is it a
means,
secret? You don't have to tell us.
We want you to. And it's all over. It's all over. Like, we'll put it in a hashtag, right? And you wouldn't even read the hashtag. And you'll ask, what does KOP mean? Or it's in the building. So you'll see it all on the wall. It'll have the letters, you know, and you wouldn't read it. So that it's doing what we want it to do, because we want the KOP to ask questions, but it means keep on pushing. Like what we spoke on earlier, that 1%. And this started in like 2011, where we did I wanted to do an acronym where all our kids that I've worked with that I was training and they were going off to college, I just wanted to have that stamp or that signature for them. And I put KOP. So if you see like KOP Grant or KOP Cam, then you know they was affiliated, or they were a part of, they're part of the KOP movement, you know. Like I said, it took on a movement of its own. Now it's KOP is almost like a lifestyle. It's like, you know, we created a lifestyle for us. So we have the KOP culture, which is our clothing line. We have KOP Forever. So when you see the KOP Forever hashtag, that means, like you said, you're never going to find an organization more impactful. Once you KOP, I don't care who you play for, you KOP forever, you know. And then when we do out my teams, everything ties. It's like God just kind of tied everything back together organically. So that 1%, everything is, you know, even when we're bringing it in, like 1, 2, 3, KOP, 4, 5, 6, family, you know. So, and they go out there, they play. And I put this acronym KOP together almost 12, 13, 14 years, 15 years ago. And it just ran organically on its own. And now it's a movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. KOP viewers, KOP, keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing.
It's a life skill. It's a mantra we can all live by every day. Mm-hmm. And how wonderful that you are teaching kids on the court KOP.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah. Next play. Yeah.
Wow. 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 Chris, can you share with us, why does true growth require structure and heart?
True growth requires structure and heart. I would say more so the more you grow, the more you grow as a player or as a person, you know, the better you become for somebody else too. And really, the hard part of it is, you know, is what you pouring into yourself. So what you pour into yourself, you're growing as a person, you're pouring positive, you're pouring positive energy into yourself. You're going to eventually, that energy and that positivity is going to grow. And then you're going to eventually give that to somebody else because you can't take it with you, you know? So,
nice.
So the better we become as individuals, or the better we become as, the better we become as coaches, the better our players going to be. Yeah. The better our players become, the better the next generation of players going to be. So, parenting, the more love and the more structure our parents put into us, the more love, now we putting more love, more structure, more opportunities into our kids. Yeah. My kids are going to put more love, more structure, more opportunity, more generational wealth into it. Their kids going. Yes. So it's just the better we become and the more positive that we become, the more we build, the better we become, the more we're going to naturally just pour it, because you can't take it with you. So you have to just pass it down. So I just try to keep that, that's life. You know, I think with me growing up in a single parent home, which is my mom, I made sure that my kids didn't grow up in a single family home. You know, now they have a mom, dad. So we kind of like broke that generational curse, So.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I was thinking about the basketball court and how you pass the ball and you're just passing it. You're just paying it forward over and over, generation after generation. And what a gift that you're in this position to be able to give that to your kids, your own kids, kids on the court, KOP, and keep pushing forward.
Yep. That's it. That's all you can do. Yep. Just pass it down.
Yep. Chris, thank you for your heart, honesty, and wisdom you've shared today. The conversation reminds us that discipline, confidence, and compassion are growth, not one-time decisions. They're really daily choices. To our viewers, remember, one more disciplined step, one more try after failure, one more act of compassion, it all matters. And often the greatest impact on your growth is the people who rise because of it. I'm Julie Duncan. This is The Power of One More, where one more choice can change everything. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you press beyond what seems possible. This is A Power of One More on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Julie Duncan, and you're watching The Power of One More on Now Media Television. Let's dig deeper into the journey of becoming. Welcome back to The Power of One More. We're continuing our conversation with Chris Roan, and now we're tackling a leadership challenge many people wrestle with: how to be firm without being harsh. Many leaders believe they must choose between discipline or compassion. This segment dismantles that myth and shows how real growth happens when accountability is paired with care, respect, and belief in the person. Coming up, we'll close with how becoming stronger today impacts the next generation tomorrow. Welcome back to The Power of One More. As we close today's conversation, we're focusing on legacy, how the choices we make today quietly shape the lives of those watching us. Many people underestimate their influence. This segment highlights how personal growth, discipline, and character don't stop with us. They ripple into families, teams, and future generations. Chris, speaking of the next generation, how do you remind your kids that their growth impacts the next generation for them?
For my student athletes, or my college guys, and now I have some professional guys that I've trained growing up, I would tell them, I always want you to give back. This God gave you a skill. He gave you a talent. And the talent that God gives all of us is for us to give back. That's the one thing, like you said, when we talked about that win in the morning, mm-hmm. I always try to stress, and Joyce Meyer been doing a great job of sharing the importance of giving. And I don't mean you give everything, but every day you're supposed to do something good, you know, for somebody. Do I do that? No, but it, do I? Has a seed been planted for me to try to do it? Yes. So I pour that into my kids. Like, I don't care what you're doing in the community. I mean, I don't care what you're doing, but I want you doing something in the community. I want you doing something to give back, you know. And the values we teach in our young student athletes, it's going to transition as they get older. You know, they never going to lose that caring spirit. They never going to lose that foundation of giving back, you know. And that's not just with basketball. And if you love this game, naturally, the game of life, the game of basketball, you're naturally going to coach it. You're going to want to be around it, you know. So you're going to naturally give back to the next generation. So it's our job as role models to make sure we point it, like you said, once again, it goes to pouring it to our kids, because we're building them for the generation after.
Yeah, you said it so well. Okay, moving on. It's just so powerful.
Yeah.
I'm listening and I'm learning as well, so appreciate you. Chris, what responsibility comes with being a role model, even unintentionally? And I feel like you're so intentional about everything that you do. But what responsibility comes with that?
I would say leadership, being a role model, is a heavy burden. So to whom much is given, I would say much is required. Mm. You know, and I always hold myself accountable, and I want parents and people to understand I'm going to make mistakes. I'm human, just like you. You know, the way I carry myself, you know, I'm normally by myself. People don't realize I'm like, I love being by myself. You know, that gives me a chance, because I guess I was the only child, so it gives me a chance to kind of reflect by myself on what I can do different. So when I do face life, or I face the real, you know, every day when I walk into my role model role, then, you know, I'm walking in. And to my, you've seen my true self. You've seen me being authentic. You've seen you definitely get to see who I am, you know. But then it goes to God put me in a position. So he put me in a position of leadership. So now I have to be a leader, you know. This is who I chose to be. Mm-hmm. This is what I am. I am a leader, so I have to lead. And you can't lead being tacky, you know. So I always try to make sure I'm stern. I think my team will say, you know, I hold myself accountable. I hold myself to a high standard too.
Yes.
In leadership. So, if I'm wrong about something, my team can call me out on it. And I'm like, okay. And I also, what I learned being a role model too, is you're working with so many different personalities, even with culture, is I can't expect people to grow just because I'm grown in that area, you know. So I've learned patience. I've learned to communicate, you know, to talk about a few things. You know, me and my staff or coaches, you know, we argue, we fuss just like everybody else. But it's a beautiful thing, because after we disagree, or we might argue about something, we move on. It's just, okay, I'm holding you accountable for something. You don't like it. It's not going to change my opinion. I'm not trying to change yours. We communicated about it. All right, problem solved. We talked about it, you know? So I'm always holding myself to a high standard in a position of leadership, because that's what position God gave me, you know?
Amen. The other thing that stood out, what you talked about, was leadership begins with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about my years getting into my career, and I'd always look to my managers, I had jobs, you know, I always looked to supervisors, other people to lead me.
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner, leadership begins with us.
Mm-hmm.
And leadership began with me back then. I was young and immature, and I didn't realize that, right?
Yes.
But also, as a business owner, because we're talking about businesses today, that begins with us.
Mm-hmm.
How do we show up? How do we lead ourselves so we can be the model we need to be?
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you sharing that, that it begins with us, mm-hmm. because it's so very true.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes we look to other people and put all that responsibility in them, but really the first responsibility is to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll also say, you know, as a leader, for me, I don't put that much pressure on myself. I used to, I thought a leader had to look like this. Like, it's mm-hmm. like, no, I don't put that. If I go out there and I make a mistake, all right, oh, well.
Yes.
I'm done with it. Okay.
Yes.
Next. If I lose a kid, mm-hmm. I'll say, I always question, what could I have done different? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, nothing, yeah. you know, and I'm okay yeah. with it. I think the stronger foundation, and I don't want to be spiritual, but I think the stronger your foundation is with God, the easier the leadership becomes, you know, because Amen. You have something to lean on. So for me, I pray about it, I move on from it. And don't think that I'm just speaking spirit, but I have to speak facts, you know. I pray about something, I look at it, I analyze, I don't put that much pressure on me, you know. And I'm just like, I move on from it. Yeah.
Yeah. Great modeling. All right. You're leaving me speechless on some of this because it's profound and it's very powerful. And mm-hmm. I really appreciate you sharing from your heart. Mm-hmm. And I can see why you are the coach who you are.
Appreciate
you've had
that.
The success you've had.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Because of how you show up and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Chris, can you share with us, how does choosing growth today shape someone else's tomorrow? Choosing growth today shapes someone else's tomorrow.
I think we already spoke on it. Like you said, choosing growth, you know, like if you continue to want to do better for yourself and you continue to point, like you said, them little small seeds, mm-hmm. they keep growing. And it's not going to be perfect, you know, but you're going to keep growing these seeds. It's just like a plant. You're going to keep growing and keep growing. And eventually, I don't think we ever going to find out true self. I think we can find our identity of who we are, but I think we all going to have flaws for the rest of our life.
Yeah.
So I think just keep pouring positive seeds inside of us. It's naturally going to trickle down, you know, and you pouring into, with me, I'm just in a position where I'm pouring into young kids, you know. So if I pour the right seeds into them, you know, I'm blessed because I can pour the right seeds into them naturally.
Yes.
You know, yes. And I'll share this with you. So me and my wife, we was having a discussion and I was hard on my son. And I was like, you know, I grew up in D.C. So I'm like, and some of the things and some of the mistakes I made, I'm like, man, I just was like, you know, I'm trying to pour everything I have into him, not them. And even with my oldest, you know, with both of my older children, you know, they went out and made mistakes too. But with the young ones, I'm like, you can't make the mistakes. And then my wife was able to kind of navigate and say, hey, Chris, you have to understand, we've already poured all, like, foundation of God. We pour into him every day, positive attributes. He's not ever going to be you. You know, he's never going to be you. And you have to accept the fact and understand he's never going to be you. Even if you worried about, is he going to do some of the things you do? He's never going to be you. I'm like, you're right. So I'm worried about the wrong things. I'm worried about him making the mistakes I made. Yeah. In reality, he's going to make the mistakes he's going to make. You know, it's my job to just pour love and confidence and things into him. And he's going to go out there and make the right decisions. I know he will because of what we pour. And the mistakes he make are going to be his mistakes. And it's the same thing I take with coaching.
Yes.
Everything we pour into these kids, naturally they're going to give back. But every kid I work with, they're going to naturally go out there and they're going to make some mistakes too.
Yes.
You know, but they're going to learn from them.
Yeah.
So.
And isn't the goal of parenting and coaching to empower them to be the best that they can be
mm-hmm.
for themselves, who mm-hmm. they are, the best that they can be for themselves,
mm-hmm.
not to replicate us?
Yes, exactly.
And that can be humble.
Mm-hmm.
It can be humbling, but that's not the goal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you getting the best out of them, like you said, naturally, they're going to give it to the next generation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's that legacy again.
Yep.
Chris, I am so happy you came today to pull back the curtain,
mm-hmm.
help us understand a little bit more about Unique Hoops Business Academy
mm-hmm.
and who you are as a coach.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you having me. This was a blessing. It was a true blessing.
Yep. Absolutely. And I believe you have blessed the listeners. You have blessed myself with all that you shared today. You not only shared about the business, you also shared about the sport, and you shared about how you show up as a coach, mm-hmm. and you shared about love, and you shared about your heart. Mm-hmm. And all of those things matter every single day.
Thank you.
Chris, thank you for joining us today on The Power of One More. Mm-hmm. I know our viewers will be so excited and will learn so much about your ability to pull back the curtain today on your business and how you work with children.
Thanks for having me. I think it's an absolute blessing.
You know, absolutely. Wow, Chris, that was so powerful. I know our viewers are going to want to learn more. Where can they find you and Unique Hoops Business Academy?
You can find us at www.uniquehoops.com. You can give us a call at 540-431-5750. All of our social media links are tagged, you know, on my website. I think Instagram, I'm Unique underscore hoops underscore basketball. Facebook, Unique Hoops Basketball Academy. I think everything is tagged under my website.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.